Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Yeah, that was Coach Vermeil. And you are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And Coach is a great friend of the show. Bob's done some work with him on the road, raising some money for some of his charities. And he's just a great friend of the show. He's going to be coaching a big college all-star game this evening. So I think he's going to play on at 6 on NBC Sports, what used to be Versus on your cable. So watch Coach. It should be a great game. Our own Keith Nickel, I think, is the only Michigan player, obviously from Michigan State, but the only Michigan-based player in the game. He's not playing for that coach, but he's playing for the other side. But should be a great bowl game to watch and a good reason to fire up your grill and make some snacks. But want to turn this to a little more serious side right now. We picked up a story that is really hit home with us, and we just got to reiterate this. Bob sent this over to me, and I'm just going to run down real quick. The title of the story is a three-year-old burned by his father who's lighting the grill with gasoline.
Jackass!
Yes, exactly. This is from Hollywood, Florida, but I was going to read it real quick. Three-year-old boy was severely burned in Hollywood Wednesday night after his father attempted to light a barbecue grill with gasoline. When he ignited it, there was a little trail of gas that led to where the little boy was standing. Little boy ended up suffering third-degree burns. Idiot. Just an absolute idiot. You don't ever light your grill with gasoline. And the guy, okay, thought he was being safe, took the gas can and walked away from his grill. But guess what? He dribbled gas because gas cans do that. And the flame followed it, blew up. And the kid, come on, guys, really? None of you do that. We cannot stress this enough. Don't ever use gasoline to start a grill.
I think his dad probably watched Wile E. Coyote a few too many times. You know, he always had that trail of gunpowder coming back behind him.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure he didn't do it on purpose, but these accidents never happen on purpose. Just use your head. And so, having said that, we thought we'd touch on a few of our grilling safety tips that we can't reiterate these enough. Bob, you got a little list of them over there. Why don't you hit a couple of these?
Yeah. This number sticks in my head. I think it's accurate. I think it's around 70,000 people are injured every year from house fires started by grills. So if you're, you know, if you're in that special category where you just don't get it, get the George Foreman, okay? Just get the electric griddle and call her good, okay? You know, drink some Kool-Aid when you have it.
Or listen to the grilling guys and we'll help you get it. And let's do things on a safe, keep your grill a safe and clear distance from where people gather, as well as from your house, because these things are hot. They can start things on fire.
That's right. The rule of thumb is at least 18 inches away from your house. One of the things you can do, Jop, is if you have a gas grill, and that's like 50% of the sales every year, so a lot of gas grills out there, they're just as dangerous or more dangerous than charcoal because that propane is a very dense fuel. One little propane leak, and you've got an amazing flamethrower coming out of that thing. And the tubes are usually in the back of your grill, so that flame ends up shooting right into your house, and it's just too late by the time you catch it, because it's usually the smoke rolling in the house that turns you onto it. So check for leaks thoroughly, and it's real easy to do. You can take a little dish soap and water and pressurize your tank. Always smell for gas because it's got an agent added to it that kind of smells like a skunk. Check the tubes leading into the burner for blockages. And here's a little tip. Spiders love to plant their eggs in gas burner tubes. True fact. They pack it full, and it looks like it's full of sand because that's what they pack it with. And the next thing you know, that gas is backing up somewhere, and you always want gas to flow in the right direction for the sequence of combustion.
Yeah. So the other safety tip there is clean your grill once a year. I use mine year-round, and I do it twice a year, just because if it's even been 3 or 4 days since you've used the grill, these bugs can get in there and do this stuff like Bob was talking about, and it only takes one accident. I'm positive this guy in Hollywood, Florida, had no intent to burn his child. Who would, right?
Right.
But accidents happen, and just use your head out there, guys, because grilling is a wonderful thing. It's a social thing. It's a family thing. And you just need to be safe, just like anything else you're doing.
That's right. And we just want to say one more time that we are going to the Hunt and Time Expo next weekend. If you didn't listen to the first hour, we had Tom Antor on from the Weller Auto Hunt and Time Expo. It's January 27th, 28th, and 29th. We're going to broadcast live there Saturday morning, the 28th, from 9 to 11. The Grilling Guys will be live at the Hunt and Time Expo. We will also be there all 3 days cooking up a storm. We're going to be grilling elk. We've got wild boar going on the Good One smoker. That's going to be good. You're going to want to check that out.
We got a little, hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. We got some moose that we're actually going to be throwing on the grill as well. So, and I think we're going to pull some salmon together. There's going to be just a lot of stuff throughout the weekend. We're going to be doing, we'll have all our recipes there that you can take with you. But it's just going to be a lot of fun. There's over 350 booths at this thing. It's at the Deltaplex, which is on the north end of Grand Rapids.
Yep.
You can follow the signage there off 131. It's easy to find.
It's the Taste of Wild Grill or something. What are they calling our grill? Taste of Outdoors, Wild Grill. And right next to us is the microbrew booth. So we're going to have a big bar set up next to us with all kinds of microbrews, Frankenmuth, Schmoes, Arcadia. They're all going to be there, and that's going to be really, really attractive to me. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, it will. we'll be working hard to make sure that we grill up a tasty meat from our friends down in Marshall who run a wild game farm. They're going to be bringing up some of this prime meat that I think we're going to have a lot of fun. You got to get out there and try it. I think it's like $9 to get in the door. If you go to the stores around Grand Rapids, they've got a little flyer out that gives you $1 off admission. So
if you're a big sportsman also, Can-Am Dodge is bringing out their sportsman's pickup, this big Dodge Ram they've got. And they're also bringing out their new Red Wings edition of the Dodge Ram. Oh, man, I want three new vehicles now.
Should be great. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the Grilling Guys schedule as we move through the rest of the winter. We got some great places we're going to be, people we're going to be with. We'll do a little man law, and then we'll bring this train to the station. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.